AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will be at a rally tonight near Washington, D.C. in Rockville, Maryland.
He wants to be out there and travel as much as possible. He has something that he wants to say and deliver and let the American people know that we have done.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants to boost Democrats' fortunes 75 days away from the midterm elections. The Justice Department handed to a judge a redacted version of the affidavit used when federal agents searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The judge must decide if it will be made public or how much will be disclosed. 4 years before Nicholas Cruz murdered 17 people at a Florida high school, therapist at another school wrote a letter to a psychiatrist saying Cruz was fixated on guns and dreamed of killing others and being covered in blood. That psychiatrist, Dr. Brett Nagin, testified today during the penalty phase of Cruz's trial that he never got the letter. A court ruled Arkansas can't enforce its ban on transgender children receiving gender-affirming medical care.
A three-judge panel of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a judge's ruling temporarily blocking the state from enforcing the 2021 law. A trial over the law is scheduled in October before the same judge. Arkansas was the first state to enact such a ban, which prohibits doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or confirming surgery to anyone under 18 years old. The American Civil Liberties Union challenged the law on behalf of four transgender youth and their families, as well as two doctors who provided gender-confirming treatments. I'm Norman Hall.
A black man wrongfully convicted as a teenager for a New Orleans rape more than 36 years ago was ordered freed after a judge threw out his conviction. Sullivan Walter is now 53. The judge was angry. Blood and semen evidence that could have cleared him never made it to the jury. This is AP News. Ukrainians are anxious again about the fate of a nuclear power plant in the land that is home to the worst atomic accident in 1986 at Chernobyl.
The Zaporizhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, has been occupied by Russian forces since the early days of the war. And continued fighting near the facility has heightened fears of a catastrophe that could affect nearby towns in southern Ukraine, or potentially an even wider region. According to Ukraine's nuclear power operator, on Thursday the plant was cut off from the power grid for the first time after fires damaged the only working transmission line. The cutoff underscored concerns about the plant, which the government in Kiev alleges Russia is essentially holding hostage, storing weapons there and launching attacks from around it. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Ukraine says the death toll from a Russian rocket attack on a train station on Ukraine's Independence Day has climbed to 25. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.